Unit 9, Section 1, Reading Comprehension. Matrix Structural Analysis. One of the responsibilities of the structural design engineer is to devise arrangements and proportions of members that can withstand, economically and efficiently, the conditions anticipated during the lifetime of a structure. A central aspect of this function is the calculation of the distribution of forces within the structure and the displaced state of the system. Our objective is to describe modern methods for performing these calculations in the particular case of framed structures, trusses, planar frames, and space frames under conditions of linear elastic behavior. The number of structures that are actually frameworks represents only a part of those whose idealization in the form of a framework is acceptable for the purposes of analysis. Buildings of various types, portions of aerospace and ship structures, and radio telescopes can often be idealized as frameworks. The philosophy of design is predominantly one requiring elastic behavior under working loads. Although ultimate load concepts continue to gain acceptance, they, too, generally depend on linear analysis in the calculation of internal load distributions. Fundamentally, the behavior of all types of structures, frameworks, plates, shells, or solids, is described by means of differential equations. In practice, the writing of differential equations for framed structures is rarely necessary. It has been long established that such structures may be treated as assemblages of one-dimensional members. Exact or approximate solutions to the ordinary differential equations for each member are well known. These solutions can be cast in the form of relationships between the forces and displacements at the ends of the member. Proper combinations of these relationships with the equations of equilibrium and compatibility at the joints and supports yields a system of algebraic equations that describes the behavior of the structure. Structures consisting of two or three-dimensional components, plates, membranes, shells, and solids, are more complicated in that rarely do exact solutions exist for applicable partial differential equations. One approach to obtaining practical numerical solutions is the finite element method. The basic concept of the method is that a continuum, the total structure, can be molded analytically by its subdivision into regions, the finite elements, in each of which the behavior is described by a set of assumed functions representing the stresses or displacements in that region. This permits the problem formulation to be altered to one of the establishment of a system of algebraic equations. The practical numerical solution of problems in structural analysis thus is seen to involve the formation and solution of systems, sometimes very large systems, of algebraic equations. Also, it should be fairly clear that a member of a framed structure is simply one example of a more broadly defined family of finite elements. Viewed in this way, structural analysis may be broken down into five parts. 1. Basic mechanics, the fundamental relationships of stress and strain, compatibility and equilibrium. 2. Finite element mechanics, the exact or approximate solution of the differential equations of elements. 3. Equation formulation, the establishment of the governing algebraic equations of the system. 4. Equation solution, computational methods and algorithms. 5. Solution interpretation, the presentation of results in a form useful in design. This discussion deals chiefly with 3 to 5 of the above processes. Specifically, it is on matrix structural analysis. This is the approach to these parts that currently seems to be the most suitable for automation of the equation formulation process and taking advantage of the powerful capabilities of the electronic digital computer in solving large order systems of equations.